views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another wonderful week of Angels and Answers, and you're with Artie and Sky.
Hi, everyone. How are you?
We are the dynamic duo.
Yes, we are.
The Indian and the Jew.
Jindian.
There you are. That's right. We're Jindians. We're Judians. That's it. That's right. We're trying to think of a unique, clever new name for us, other than just the dynamic duo, although we do pretty good.
Yes, we do.
So how was your week? What happened within the course of the week? Was it like emotional high, emotional low? It sucked. It was great.
To be honest with you, it was kind of an emotional high. And then it dropped down to a low because my little girl went on her honeymoon.
Oh, your daughter.
Yes. And, you know, thanks to great modern technology, we have these telephones that connect and you can see exactly what they're doing when in real time.
So you were Skyping through your phone.
Yes.
And so tell me tell the audience what you just told me. Where were you?
Today, I just want to tell you guys, I had a very busy day. First of all, I went to Disney.
From New Jersey. Right, she didn't leave New Jersey, but she was in Disney.
I woke up in New Jersey. I ran over to Disney. Then I was taken to Japan. After Japan, I was taken to France for lunch. After France, we went to Morocco. After Morocco, we walked to London and Scotland.
If you haven't figured it out, her daughter was walking around Epcot with her phone. And Sky was able to walk along with them.
It's great.
Through their Skype of the phone. And so she was walking through, you know, country to country at Epcot. And so Sky got a chance to.
It was great. And you know what?
To experience it.
Think about it. What kid? I mean, she's such a great kid. Her and her husband, Keith. Who wants your parents along with you on a honeymoon? Really?
Believe me, not me.
Right.
Never.
So that's what I'm saying. I mean, she's always, when she sees something that I would love, or she knows me so well, she sees something that would be interesting.
That you would appreciate.
Yes. She always Skypes me, and she always shares that moment with me. She's wearing a pair of spangled white Mickey Mouse ears with a veil. She looks like a doll.
That's so funny.
And he's got a little black tuxedo pair of Mickey Mouse ears on, and they both have husband and wife on it. And
wow.
Oh, they look adorable, and they're walking through the park like this.
So are they going to have little mice?
I hope so. I love little mice. They're so cute. I think they're going to wait till they buy a house.
Uh-huh.
They're very, you know how they are. They're very methodical, the both of them. They have it all planned.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, I have no clue how they are.
Yeah, they're very methodical. They do everything step by step, very planned. And before they went away, they saw a house that they liked. And as we speak, they're getting their mortgage papers together and things are working for them. So hopefully, knock on
wood or metal or whatever.
Well, yeah, really. They'll come home to a nice answer. Yes, you got the house.
Wow.
We'll just hope for them and put out a beautiful affirmation that they'll come home to a home.
That would be great.
Has free decorating because I'm a decorator.
God, I'll tell you. The best of both worlds, I'm telling you.
So I'm a decorator.
I'm telling you, she's a decorator. She puts on a wedding like you wouldn't believe.
Did you have a nice time?
Yeah, it was a great time. Yeah, who didn't? Everybody had a great time there. It was awesome. The music was great. The food was great. It was just nonstop enjoyable. Even like I'm the type of person that even when I'm doing nothing and I'm just sitting there, I'm having a great time. I don't have to dance.
Yes.
I don't have to talk to have a great time. I just enjoy
in the moment.
Sitting,
yeah.
Enjoying the music, watching people enjoying themselves, watching people dance.
Me too.
You know, as you saw, Charity and I danced quite a bit.
Oh, and they cut a rug, baby.
Yeah. And, you know, and we had fun, you know, and we both had a lot of fun. And last night, I did some readings for some friends at my place last night,
yeah.
And they brought their wine and they had
nice.
Fun. Even when they weren't with me, they were having fun.
Good.
And all. And I'm not a red wine person. I got to find out what wine they had because the wine that they had was pretty good. I got to find out because I don't normally like red wine. I only tasted a couple of them that were pretty good.
Yeah.
But on the most part, I'm really not a red wine. I'm more of a white wine person if I drink white wine. If I drink wine, I mean.
Well, they actually have a champagne over there that.
Where's over there?
Over at the manor.
Okay.
That 8 years ago when my other daughter got married, or 6 years ago, they had this amazing champagne. And we found out what it was. It's their actual house champagne. And it's called Verdi. And I couldn't believe it was so delicious. When I say delicious, it was the most delicious champagne I've ever had.
Huh.
So I figured it was going to be like, what, $35, $45 a bottle? It was like $6 a bottle.
What?
Yes. I was so embarrassed to walk in and ask for a bottle of Verdi. And I said, put it in a brown paper bag.
Six?
Yes.
Bucks.
I felt like a Bowery drinker.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Man, that could be ranked as Ripple.
That's what I'm saying. But you have to taste this. It's unbelievable. It's delicious.
And you could just purchase it at their place.
I know. You could purchase it in any wine store.
And what's it called?
Verdi.
Verdi.
V-E-R-D-I, I believe.
Yeah. If I have cheap alcohol, I get major headaches.
Oh, no. This is not cheap alcohol. It's inexpensive.
Okay.
But it's very good quality.
Verdi. Okay. Yeah.
Verdi. Yeah, Verdi.
I'll have to check it out.
Check it out. You're going to be so surprised that you
What color is it?
It's white. It's like a yellow. White.
It's a yellowish.
It's a yellowish, like regular champagne color.
Okay.
But it's in a green bottle. And I did find out that Verdi means green in Italian.
Oh, really?
Yes. Very thoughtful.
That's
big thinking on that label.
Wow.
So, but it's delicious.
Okay. I'll have to check it out.
I went from a very dry wine, like a champagne, to a mid-dry, to a little semi-sweet, to this Verdi. And I'll tell you what, I've gone through $600 bottles of champagne and I've gone through $6 bottles of champagne. And let me tell you, I prefer the $6.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not because I'm cheap. It's
it's because now you could purchase about 80 more of those $6 bottles
true.
Over
this. This is true. And my palate has decreased with my age. It has absolutely demolished. It went from being a lover of filet mignon to like a McDonald's girl.
Oh my God, that's
not
so
really,
funny.
Not really, but no, Verdi is delicious. It's delicious.
Uh-huh.
And it's surprisingly very affordable.
You would think they'd be sponsoring this show.
I know. I know they should.
Yeah, we could spread the word.
It was, it's
all
really
across
good.
The country and in Canada.
So for you cheap drinker, you'll
exactly.
be very happy and very surprised.
That's great.
So tell me about your week, my darling.
What was my week about?
Wait a minute. I have something I need to say.
What?
I was shocked this afternoon when a dear friend of mine and my sweet and loving, wonderful co-host or host or whatever you want to call him, my brother, he brought me the most, yeah, from another mama. He brought me the most beautiful bouquet of flowers just because. These flowers are so beautiful. I want to thank you again.
Oh, you're welcome.
You are so thoughtful and kind, and you really made my day.
Well, that's really good.
You really made my week.
That's really good.
You really made my month.
You're trying to say I made you.
I'm made.
She's made. regardless of what happened, that's matter. Okay. I got these gorgeous flowers.
Oh my God, you have to see these flowers, folks. They are stunning.
All right, I just want everybody to know that next weekend. We have to get a hotel room book. I didn't do anything like that. So hopefully we can get a hotel within 10 miles of there. That's not out of
I'll
the
work
world.
On it.
But right now, so next weekend, we are going to be at Valley Forge, and we are going to be doing readings for the public, and we'll be speaking at the Penn Room Saturday, 1 p.m., and we'll be talking about spirituality and Sky and myself. We're going to be doing demonstrations, connecting to people's loved ones, and also doing some psychic readings. And it's a free seminar. But when you come to our booth, that's not free. But we are giving discounted rates because you are going to get two readings at the same time for the price of one for within 15 minutes. So Sky will be reading you. I'll be reading you. It's lots of fun, and you'll be getting a recording with that. And so it's really cool. You're really going to appreciate it.
And you wouldn't believe the
amount of information. We're going to have a cool-looking booth, too.
Yeah, we are. We are. Well, you wouldn't believe the information that you're going to get in that what you would think is a short period of time. You'll be getting quite a bit of information, and it'll be coming quickly. So that's why we like to record it for you. But
I was thinking, you know, there's a catchphrase, and I'm thinking.
Did you hear birds just now?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it's not
it's
just
always him. Good when somebody else. Here's what I do.
Yeah, getting a reading from Sky and I, it's to die for, I'm telling you. So that's the reason. All right, well, listen, everybody, stick around because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
If you look on the back of a GLaOS dressing label, you'll see one taste and you're hooked for life. And you know what? That's the truth. I love this stuff. Try mixing the Caesar dressing with broccoli and sunflower seeds for a simple and delicious salad. Visit GaleosCafe.com and order your dressings online. That's GaleosCafe.com.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
All right. Welcome back, everybody, with Sky and Artie and the Dynamic Duo. And again, we just wanted to say for next week, we're going to be at the Valley Forge Mind, Body, and Spirit Convention. We're going to be at booth B37. We're going to have a very... We're going to be having a very, very cool looking booth, and you are going to get some amazing information, and you'll be getting a recording, and you get to meet Sky and I. And on Saturday at 1 p.m., we're going to be giving a free seminar on talking about spirituality and connecting with people's loved ones and doing some psychic readings. And it's not going to be all serious. We're going to throw our humorous shtick around. And so it's going to be a lot of fun.
It will be a lot of fun. And you know something? Everyone I've spoken to on the other side is so full of happiness and joy.
Yeah.
So, you know, it just serves us right to be humorous in what we do.
The only time that they feel a little bothered is like when their loved ones on this side
right.
is going through turbulences
right.
for their sake, right. for where they are. They're in a very, very good place, very good place.
This is true.
And so they do worry about us when, you know, if we're hurting or if the inheritance didn't go to who it should have been and all that other good stuff that, you know, causes for a good drama movie. So, but that's what happens.
And humor serves us well.
Yeah.
Does it not?
Yeah, absolutely. It's gotten me through everything. With me and my family, having a sense of humor will get you through everything. Absolutely. But this week, we're going to be talking about, this week is about the vulnerabilities of love. And, you know, people, you know, there's a lot of people who are not good communicators. And the reason why they're not good communicators, it means about opening up your heart and sharing your feelings. And people feel very, very weird about expressing their feelings because when you're opening up your heart, even to your closest loved ones, but when you open up your heart, it makes you vulnerable.
Yeah, because don't forget, you're showing everything at that point. And people don't like to show themselves. They don't like to be caught with their pants down, so the expression goes.
Right. And, you know, and with love, that's, you know, express, you know, you get compassion. You get kindness through the act of love. You get healing through the act of love.
Oh, absolutely.
And a lot of times, unfortunately,
you get babies from the act of love.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes even not even love.
That's right.
Just a whoop-de-doo.
But, you know, it's true. When you do fall in love with somebody, I believe that you need, in order to have a good love relationship, you need to be 1,000,000% honest with your partner. Because you know what? If you're not, then you have a fake relationship. You don't really have that true relationship.
What happens is that a lot of people They protect themselves. They overprotect themselves because they've been hurt from the past.
Yes, and I can understand that.
Yeah, definitely. from their past relationships or their past family matters or whatever. So therefore, they want love and they fantasize about having love. But for you to fully express love, you have to put your guards down.
Yes.
You have to put your guards down to allow the other person in, for you to feel vulnerable, for you to allow that person to feel you so you could feel them. But when you are living your life like, I want love, or I don't want to be alone, and I want this and I want that. But so many people make themselves out to be like a block of ice. And so it's hard to nurture up to you or nurture up to anybody when their guards are sky high.
Yes, true.
But yet they want love. They want to have that special love. Or, you know, when you're very demanding for love in the way that you want it, then it's not really as good, because now the other person, or maybe this is you, and you're feeling, you're feeling obligated to be loving because that's what your partner wants. So you're not doing it because you feel it. You're doing it just because this is what I want.
Right.
You know? And so you're not allowing the other person to express love in their way. And unfortunately, a lot of times how you want to express love and how your partner expresses love is two different ways. And when one person is very passionate and wants to explore love at a very high level or in a very deep level, and the other person is just very surface or just isn't there, or they do it very fumbly, this is my own
not
word.
Not true, to their own heart, but just because they
just
to.
Do it. They're just not suave is what I'm saying. They fumble through it, you know?
Yeah.
And, and it's not, graceful, and you would like to be romanced and you like to have all that, but you're the one. There are people who pick partners and they're just not that way at all. And so a lot of
what
times,
what are you doing at time? You have to be careful.
Well, that's what happens. A lot of affairs happen because of like that.
Yes.
Because their partner isn't giving them what they are looking for.
This is so true.
Emotionally and in a way sexually.
And you're right. But you know what? You also have to rely on the honesty of the person you're with, because you're taking that person at face value, and whatever you're seeing is what you think you're getting. And then when you get married, this is a different person you're living with. And where did this all come from all of a sudden?
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you have to be able to really trust the person you're with. And I believe that kids jump into marriage too quickly these days, and they jump out of it just as quickly. I would rather see somebody take their time, go courting for a while, enjoy the best things in life, because before you're married, trust me, it's a whole different ball game. You can go out to dinner. You can go to the movies. You could buy each other little trinkets. You can buy little things. You could do so much. Have sleepovers if you want. But wait. Wait till you find that right person.
Yeah, this is where I go against the religious aspect. I think it's very healthy to live with each other, know what each other is about. And, it's like the old adage, don't buy the shoe until you try it. Try it on first.
Right. Don't buy the why buy the milk if the cow's for free?
Uh-huh.
Or why buy the cow if the milk is for free?
Whatever.
Well, whatever.
And add some chocolate to it, because I like chocolate milk.
Why go to the fish store and buy a guppy when you could have a shark in your pool? Yeah,
that's right. But in reality of everything, like I said, when all of a sudden that paper makes you feel very, very committed.
And also stuck.
Yeah.
Some people get scared.
So, but right now we have to go to a break. So, all right, everybody. Well, listen in. There's a couple of people online that we're going to read for once we get back. So Sky and I, the dynamic duo, you're with Angels and Answers. We're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Tune in to
to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Well, hi, everybody, and welcome back to our beautiful show, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman and
Sky Siegel. Sky Siegel. With a name like that, she could be Jewish.
Right? Everybody thinks I'm Jewish.
Yeah, Jewish?
Yes,
sure.
Everybody thinks I'm Jewish. I have been a little bit under the weather this past week or so, with my throat and my cough and everything.
How did the expression under the weather mean to make it sick? Like,
I don't know.
Somebody Google that expression and get back to us, under the weather.
Under the weather.
Well, how does under the weather mean being sick? I'm under the weather. I'm under
know.
The cloud. Regardless, you're
I'm
in rain, sleet, snow, sun, like under the weather. I don't get it.
I missed the weather pattern, and I'm under the weather now.
Yeah.
No, but our topic is love, and if you
the vulnerabilities of love,
and if you're going to allow yourself to be vulnerable, now that's the choice you have to make, and it is the choice that you have to come to when you're ready to have a real committed relationship. And if you are committed to have a real relationship, then you need to make sure that you're with that right person who's willing to invest as much as you are in that relationship.
But honey, I am committed. I know you're my 12th wife, but I am really committed.
They're going to commit you next week.
They're going to commit you next week for all the times I've been married. They're going to commit me.
You're getting committed
already. Some people, God, I should be committed for still sticking with the same person.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
He's getting committed, all right.
Oh, my God. Right now we have Kate, and we're going to see if she's committed.
Well, she's
from Connecticut. That's right. All right.
Hey, Kate. Hello.
Kate, hi, sweetie. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Do you want a specific question, or does it have to be about love?
No, it could be about anything. We're ambidextrous. We can go anyway.
Multifaceted.
We're multi-talented.
We're like a diamond in the rough.
I'm telling you.
Now, what would you like to know, sweetheart? Because right now, you're the boss.
It's all about you.
That's right.
Marsha.
What would you like to know, sweetie?
All right. I am feeling confused about career in my life and also where I'm living. I'm not sure whether... thinking about going back to school to get a master's in education and quitting my job to do that. And I'm not sure if I should stay living in Connecticut. I just feel like there's a lot of change in my life. There's a lot up in the air.
Well, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's okay. I wanna say something. Have you ever do you work with special needs people? Are you capable of working with special needs people?
I think I am, although I never have, but I've considered it, but I don't know that how good I'd be at it, even though I think I would be good.
I think that you know, something I was thinking, and I don't even know what made me think of this. I should even have my wife do this too. But for yourself, I really feel like you could be your own endeavor and your own business, whereas you go to people's homes and you have at-home schooling and, you know, or you're with people with kids who have special needs, and that you're able to do a one-on-one and to be able to home teach kids. And I really feel like this could be very, very prosperous for you and very rewarding at the same time. And you're not caught up in all the politics of all the bullcrap that teachers go through, which they complain about umpteen times a day, because it's horrendous.
This is true. You know, you're confused about if you should continue to live in Connecticut, and you do want to go back for your master's, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you living with someone right now?
No, I'm going through a divorce.
Okay. All right. You know, you're going to have to make some big decisions in your life. I feel that you are confused, and I also feel as though you're being influenced by other people. You have to stop listening to everybody and start putting first what's important to you. And you've made a decision that you want to go back for your master's degree. Now you have to make the decision on what it's going to be in. Is it going to be in healthcare, or is it going to be in education? And then you have to figure out where the best colleges are that you can afford and you can get accepted into. And I would start by in terms of where to live, I would start looking for a place where this college that you can get into would be. And I know that you need to shake up the balls right now, and I know that you need to start over completely. And I know you're feeling a little bit
overwhelmed.
A lot overwhelmed and a little bit confused and frustrated.
But let me tell you what I'm getting, because I'm hearing voices in my head.
Uh-oh.
And when I hear voices in my head the way that I am, I can honestly say I'm not wrong. You are where you need to be, and I feel like education is your place. And they're telling me the only thing that really stinks about yourself is that you're not giving yourself enough confidence. And but you would be – they literally said – the angels literally said to me in my mind that you would be a dynamite teacher. And I feel like there's like a specialty that you could be doing. So whatever makes you feel right within your heart, where you want to make a difference. And I keep seeing you with kids with, you know, certain needs, whether it be they're deaf or whether it be, you know, just learning disabilities of some sorts. But I feel like after you get your master's, I don't want you to think like, I hope I can. Just be determined. You have to be totally focused for you to make this happen. Because if you're going to do it on a wing and a prayer, I'm telling you right now, you're not going to make it. You're going to have to really put your nose to the grindstone and be very dedicated so that you can make this happen. But you will... you don't want to do what you need to do to prove to your husband or to your ex-husband or to prove to anybody else that, you know, this is where you need to be, or this is what you want to do, or I can make it. You need to prove it to yourself most of all, and just you know, go with your heart. You know, if this is what feels yes. right for you, then go for it. But I really, really think that you can make a huge difference being, being a teacher of some sort with kids with special needs.
What do you like? What is your profession right now?
Art. I've always liked art. But what I am finding is that it's very difficult now that I'm on my own financially supporting myself to climb.
Right. Have you gone to look at graphics? I do see you in the art field, and I do see that you're going to stay there. And I agree with Artie as well. I think that your forte might be just teaching art.
See, yeah. But when you get into yeah. art, you might want to start that on a part-time level, because to try to do something in the creative field right from the get-go, if you don't already have your hook into the mojo, it's hard to make a living that way. And so that, you know, that definitely puts down a lot of people. If you do it, start doing it on a part-time level, you could do what you need to do to make a life so that you could afford your bills, afford your life, and then also do your creativity on the side. And then as you start to build up a rapport and a clientele, then that's going to grow and grow. And before you know it, you're going to have an all-out business.
Yeah.
But she wants to know about her going back to school. I think she should pursue.
Yeah, definitely go back to school.
Pursue your art and become an art teacher. I think that's where.
Well, you could do it both. You could do it all. You could.
She could. She could do privates on the side. But I mean, to make her career, I see her as, like you said, teaching, but in the art field.
I think there's a lot of art you can.
I don't think that unless you could be mentally stimulated somehow in some kind of an arts, I don't think you'd be happy. I mean, I'm getting a vibe from you that you're not going to be happy sitting behind a desk answering phones or playing stock market games and things like that. You're just not cut out that way.
Well, I'm a people person. Yeah.
Excuse me?
I'm a people person, definitely.
Yeah, right. I don't see you in a cubicle. I don't see you, I see you like a creative person. I do see you as a people person, and creative people are very much people persons. I know I am. I'm an artist. I'm an interior designer. I'm a people person. If you like the arts, I suggest you stay in there, because I do feel a teaching career in the arts would be wonderful for you. I don't think you'd be happy unless you could do something creative.
Right. So, I agree.
You know, okay. As far as supporting yourself, we all need to support ourselves. Just because you're supporting yourself in one fashion for the next 4 years until you finish school doesn't mean that you're going to do that for the rest of your life. You're just taking on jobs that you need to take on just to get by until you get your degree and you could start to teach.
You want to know something? Don't be afraid to speak with your angels and to speak to the spirit and just say, thank you for giving me my guidance and thank you for leading me to where I need to be. Thank you for bringing in the right situation and the right people into my life to help me make healthy choices and to make me a stronger person. And when you say your little prayers like that every day, I promise you the universe is going to support you.
Yeah,
and you're going to see things open up for yourself.
I think that the move of making this divorce happen is the best thing that could happen to you.
It's more of an exciting venture than it should be, being afraid of it. I mean, understand changes are always a little scary, but at the same token, it's like a birth and new beginnings. And now you're going to be able to be who you want to be and do what you want to do and be with whoever you want to be with and allow yourself to be a little more picky and choosy as far as who you choose to share your life with.
Yeah. And don't take any advice from anybody else, because I feel as though you're being confused by a lot of different advice thrown at you. So when push comes to shove and it's the end of the day, you have to live with yourself. So you're the only one who should be involved in making those major changes in your life.
if you're going to listen to advice, which it's good to listen to advice, but only if the person already knows like what they're talking about, who've already been there and done that, you know. But to listen to anybody's devil's advocate advice, like, what are you doing? Or I can't believe you're doing that. What are you, crazy? What? Don't listen to advice in the sense from a negative standpoint or devil's advocate advice.
Right.
My biggest turnoff in life is when somebody tries to give me advice from a devil's advocate point of view. If you're going to give me crap like that from a devil's advocate point of view, then you know what? Give me the answer. Just don't tell me what, you know, negativity you come up with. Then give me the answer. Other than that, I don't want to hear it.
This is true.
And that's what I would do if I was president.
I just feel as though she's getting a lot of people's input on the situation at hand. I mean, the whole situation.
A lot of people are worried about me, and they're saying, you know, you should do this, you should do that, because they're worried. You know, they want me set up.
Don't worry about other people being worried.
Right.
You know, you don't have time to be afraid.
Right.
You just do what you got to do. Don't worry about it. You know, other people are worried for me. So big crap. You know, big crap. What I would say. So then worry. You want to worry about me? Worry. I still want to do what I want to do. I've said that line countless times. Like, oh, I'm afraid you're going to get hurt. I'm afraid you're going to be alone. I'm afraid. Then worry if you want. I'm not worried about it. I just got to do what I got to do.
Right.
And you know what? And you got to be responsible for your own responsibilities. You got to be responsible for your actions.
Right.
So don't worry about other people's being neurotic or worried some ways or whatnot. It's not going to buy you anything.
Right. And you know what? So many times from other people's negative comments, like, I am worried about you, and I'm concerned about this, I'm worried about that, that really puts doubt in your mind. And that's not what you want. You want to be always positive, on the upbeat.
You want people who are going to be supportive in the direction where you want to go.
Yeah.
You don't want to hear all this negative and what if this and what if that. When what if happens, you'll deal with it when it happens.
Because you're going to be fine. You are absolutely going to be fine, honey.
And that's an order.
Yes. I see a good future for you.
And we have got to go to a break.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
Good luck,
sweetheart.
And God bless you.
Enjoy. You're going to be fine.
Yep.
All right, everybody. You're with Artie and Sky, the dynamic duo. And don't forget, we're going to be in Valley Forge, Pennsylvania, doing readings at the Mind, Body, and Spirit Convention next weekend from Friday to Sunday. So there's a lot of cool people who are going to be there also. A lot of other healers and readers and health nuts. So stick around.
And a lot of gems.
Yes, a lot of crystals and gems. So stick around, because we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
To the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more, and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Somewhere in the black mining hills of Dakota, there lived a young boy named Rocky Raccoon. And one day his woman ran off with another guy.
Welcome back, everybody.
Happy
Welcome
day.
Back.
Happy beauty.
If anybody wants to get a personal reading from myself, just go to ArtieHoffman.com, ArtieHoffman.com. Or you can call 877-ANGEL-02. And if anybody wants to get a reading with Sky, and it could be in person or over the phone with either of us.
Yes.
Sky's number is?
My number is 908-500-1474. And I am eager to hear from you guys. So call in.
And if anybody wants to call into the station for a reading, just call 800-930-2819 if you want a freebie quick mini reading from us. 800-930-2819. And so, yes. Again, this week's topic is about allowing yourself to be vulnerable with love so that you could experience love at its highest. And I've experienced love at its ultimate.
So have I.
And you want to know something? And after I got hurt, I opened myself up again, and I experienced love at a very high level again. And again, I got hurt, and now I experience it again. But the way I live life, when I love somebody, you know, I like to be open and vulnerable. I like to be myself.
Well,
I like to express myself. And
not everybody's like that.
No. And it's unfortunate because just because you got hurt by somebody else, you're giving somebody else the power over your life because you are limiting yourself because of what somebody else did to you. So now you're giving them the power to limit your way of living your life and your way of loving. And, you know, because you hold a lot of bitterness, a lot of us have a hard time forgiving the people or the person who has hurt us the most. And, you know, and that's a shame because when you forgive the other person, you're not just forgiving them for their sake, you're forgiving them for your sake. Because while you're out, you know, holding this negative seed and this anger and you're relooping all the negativity, what happened to you, what they did to you, they're out having a good time.
Yeah.
And they're not being affected by your thoughts.
You know what? I would like to ask you a question.
I didn't study, but go ahead.
Listen, they were going to give me a blood test, and I didn't even study. No, this is the question I wanted to ask you. I don't know if I hold in hate. Maybe you can find out for me by the things I tell you. Somebody did something that was very bad to me one time. And at this particular time, I don't feel anything about the person. I don't dislike them. Even though I should, but I don't. I kind of feel like an emotional pity that they had to reduce themselves to the level that they did to hurt me the way they did. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if I dislike them as far as, you know, do I hold hatred?
So what I'm getting, I understand what you're saying.
How do you know if you're holding hatred? How do you know what hatred is really?
Hatred? That's the most common emotion that everyone relates to.
I don't feel it. I'm scared of that. I don't understand. I don't feel it.
No, the thing is, you just don't carry hate. You hate many times in the moment. In the moment, you know, when you're angry at somebody, in the moment, you know, I hate the situation or I hate them in the situation, in the moment, but then you let it go.
Is that what it is? Because I don't really understand.
But hate, you could either carry it with you. Of course you know what hate is.
I don't know what hate is.
You know what hate is.
I don't feel hate.
No, that's great that you choose not to.
I mean, I know what the word means. Let's face that. I know what the word means. But let's take my son.
Let's not take your son.
Okay.
Let's take when somebody disrespects you and yells at you and goes nuts on you. You hate that feeling of what they're doing to you or how they're making you feel. You hate that feeling.
When somebody disrespects me.
You hate that feeling. How can you not hate the feeling when somebody's disrespecting you? Oh, no, I love it. Do it some more.
No. I don't love it either.
Wait, if you're into S&M, I can understand.
No, you're not understanding me. I don't love it. I don't hate it. It's like a blank feeling. I don't know if I'm explaining it properly.
So, in other words, you're only observing the moment but not taking it in.
Exactly. I'm not taking in any emotional aggression from anybody.
So, in other words, when somebody lies to you.
So what are you going to do about it? You know what I'm saying?
No, when somebody lies to you and it has a very negative effect on you, you know, in that moment,
it's sad.
But
I don't hate because of it. I don't think I hate. That's what I'm asking you. I don't know.
Well, that's great. If you're not feeling the energy of hate, you know.
I'm not. And it scares me. Shouldn't I?
It's almost like I don't feel the feeling of pain. I don't feel any pain.
Well, I feel pain. You don't feel pain? Give me that knife.
Do I feel pain? No. Physical pain. I'm a wimp when it comes to physical pain. I'm the first one when it comes to physical pain.
Okay.
As far as emotional pain, you know, I felt emotional pain, but
wait a minute. Now you're coming to a very good conclusion.
What?
Maybe, just maybe, during the beginning of my life, I hated so much that now I've built up an immunity. And I don't feel that emotion anymore, just like yourself. But you just said you don't have that feeling of pain anymore. You have an immunity to pain because you've been through so much pain.
Could that be it? Everybody relates to it differently. Everybody relates to hate, pain, anger in their own way. You know, everybody loves in a different way. How you love your son, how you love your sister, how you love your mother, how you love your friends. You know, there's many, how you love your lover. You know, there's many different varieties of love.
Yes.
You know, and so, you know.
So maybe it's I can feel the emotion of hate, but in a very small magnitude.
Yeah, either at a small magnitude or in a very limited time and space. It doesn't have to carry on. So I felt pain before from other relationships and other people. I felt a tremendous amount of pain, of disappointment.
Right.
But then, you know, I've learned to move on pretty quickly, that I don't harbor the pain and make myself a victim
to
pain.
Well, I don't do that either.
I don't. And so I just move on and I just look at it and say, all right, well, that sucks. And I just move on and just keep on going on. And what are you going to do about it? You know,
I usually pray for people like that. Maybe that's what releases it so quickly. The prayer.
Well, yeah, no, that definitely helps. But then you're not normally human because most people don't pray for the people who just badgered them and who hurt them and who stole from them and who lied to them. And, oh, let me pray for you.
I don't say that to them. I'm not a wimpy
idiot. I know that.
But what I do is I really do pray for them. I'm not even joking.
Really?
When somebody hurts me that badly
and
I'm like feeling sad. And I say a prayer that they someday realize how, you know, much hurt and pain they can cause to another person. And I pray that they be enlightened. What are you laughing at me?
No, because most people pray like the pain that you just gave me. I pray that you feel the same pain you gave me.
I don't do that.
You little SOB, you gave me that pain. Now I pray that you feel the same pain.
See, now I want to, now I'm going to try something different.
And you're saying, but I pray. You say it in a sweet way. I say it in the same way. I say it in a, I say the same thing, only in a different way.
I pray, if somebody hurts me, I pray for them because I know that either they didn't mean to do it. And even if they didn't mean to do it?
No, wait. When they mean to do it and they do it again and they do it again and they do it again.
Okay, so then you have to pray harder.
How do you forgive somebody when they are on a regular daily basis constantly being arrogant and stubborn and mean to you on a daily basis, on a regular basis? You know, even if you see them once a week, once a day, once a year, once a month, but every time you see them, they are always that same person and yet, you know, so.
I pray for people like that.
Well,
and you know why
God
I do?
You.
I'll tell you why.
Oh, wait.
Yes?
I could just now bring you down to earth your hate.
Good.
Because you said to me, I hate him more. She says, I don't hate, Artie, I don't hate. But I got to tell you, I hate with a passion. Oh, wait, we got to go to a commercial break.
What are you talking about?
We got to go to a commercial. I'll tell you in a second.
All right.
All right, everybody, stick around because we're going to be, Sky and I are going to be right back right after this commercial break.
I hate this guy.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
look on the back of a GLaOS dressing label, you'll see one taste and you're hooked for life. And you know what? That's the truth. I love this stuff. Try mixing the Caesar dressing with broccoli and sunflower seeds for a simple and delicious salad. Visit GLaOSCafe.com and order your dressings online. That's GLaOSCafe.com.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, ManifestYourLifeDream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.